The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Thanks for joining me. I've got to tell you, it's a challenging market for some of the home sellers who are on the market now. You've been sitting there, you've gotten exhausted, maybe even given up on selling your house, taking it off the market, not sure what to do, not sure really what to do. Okay, well, that's not uncommon around this time of year, especially if you put your house on the market in January and you tried it through June or July or August and you just became exhausted and you said enough. Now, I'm not talking to the people who are currently listed with other brokers because that's your relationship, and I don't mean to infringe on that in any way. But those of you who have tried previously, and those of you who are getting ready to try, I want to speak to what we shouldn't do as a seller, what we should not do as a seller when we put our houses on the market. So buyers have lots of options these days, and they don't have to buy what you're selling. If you look at the market for luxury houses, you know, anything over $1.5 to $2 million, there are plenty of houses available. Not in every location. Arlington, Bethesda, a little different. Chevy Chase, you know, Northwest DC, not quite as many there. But in general, there's a lot. So your house is really more likely just one located in a sea of for sale signs. So you really have to be careful not to be sloppy about putting it on the market. All right. When I get back, just a second, I'm going to give you 8 tips on what not to do when you sell your house. I'll be right back.